he's providing commercial aircraft storage services to the public. And it gets kind of blurry when, you know, you got, you know, your neighbor or something has an airplane and, yeah, park it there and, you know, throw me some money once in a while. But, I mean, if you're offering hangar space to the public, you know, which like Skip Jones and I don't know if Sean is doing that too. Your airplane is in there, right?
Sean's not advertising. I don't know that.
Well, you don't have to advertise, but if you're charging people for a service, to me that's a business. That's a commercial activity.
Well, I know that Pat does not pay for keeping the jet in there. Never has.
Yeah.
I don't think you do. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not commercial services,
but I mean, right, and we have a set of definitions that, you know, what commercial is, and that's, you know, if you receive compensation, then.
But I think the county is shooting themselves in the foot for trying to get people, entice people to build hangars, because I know if I was looking at building a hangar, I'd be saying, okay, I could fit 1, 2, 3, 4 other aircraft in here to help offset my hangar cost. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to tell me I got to have a business license and then I got to, you know, file a tax return at the end of the year, and I got.
Well, we haven't gotten to the standards yet. Those would be the minimum standards. All we're saying now is who this document applies to. You know, and that those are the decisions we're going to have to talk about when you get to the actual standards of. You know, hours of operation and insurance and. You know, do you want a guy that builds a hangar that's going to offer space in the hangar? Do you want the people that have their airplane in there to have access to their airplane anytime they need it?
I think we could probably cover that in the definitions of that particular.
And that's what I'm saying. These are all actual minimum standards questions.
Not business of running. He didn't build that hangar for the purpose of operating as a business to run it out. He built that for his airplane.
Because he had to build to that size.
There are a few of the people he knows that offered to pay him because that was the requirement.
There was two things about that. It was the only space to build an airport, build a hangar, it was being made available, and that was the minimum size to build a hangar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in that same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I could have got away with building a smaller hangar, but mm-hmm. That was the requirement. Mm-hmm.
So don't the leases allow?
What's that?
Don't the leases allow subleases?
Well, see, and all our leases are different. I mean, Larry's, you know, and the other two say the same thing, that you can use that property for any aviation purpose. So you can use it for commercial aircraft storage or, you know, non-commercial aircraft storage, and you're covered.
You know, if you're, museum?
It's an aviation purpose.
Aviation museum.
But you got to do that before we adopt.
What?
You have to do that before we adopt.
Yep.
Well, with the rent I'm having to pay, I'm making it
But that, I mean, that's your cover as long as you're doing that now. If you're not renting out space,
I don't make a penny at it. You know, I'm putting money. I'm going broke.
Right, Larry. Now. Oh, for the record, I've been in there looking at that museum you got in there. There is several pieces in there that I would classify as a museum. So you're running a museum out of there,
for the record.
Okay.
No, there's not an airplane or parts of an airplane in there that's less than 50 years old.
Can I ask where does the lease? The lease is like a legal and binding contract.
Right.
Minimum standards are not a legal and binding contract with each individual. So I would think that the lease would take precedent over this,
right? And I'm,
in any case,
yeah. And I think we say that in here someplace. I'm trying to scan it real quick. But, yeah, the minimum standards do not supersede any agreement properly executed prior to the adoption of the standards.
The lease
would take precedence, and when we write the lease, we would take this into account. And I think our newer leases say, you know, that you have to abide by all, you know, regulatory measures, including airport policies or county policies.
So, would it be more flexible to have a lease?